And another thing, this steak is so overdone, it's practically cremated. Now take it away and try again. Tell that Philistine of a chef that I require, no, I demand, that this time he does it just the way I asked. Oh, and tell Mr. Jafar that a loyal customer finds this shade of yellow hurts his eyes. Perhaps you should suggest a change of decor might be in order.
Waiter!
Yes, madam?
I think we're ready to order desserts now, aren't we, dear?
Mmm.
Looks like he's not quite ready. Husbands, eh?
Quite.
You're having quite an evening of it, aren't you? Who's the obnoxious gentleman giving you grief?
Madame, that is Byron Zunestra, collector of the weird, unusual, and unique. A man who was the ultimate conman, but who now, they say, has decided to go straight. Although no one really knows the truth about it.
Ah, not someone weird ever get involved with then, eh, my love?
Are you ready to order now?
Yes, I think so. I'll have the vanilla cheesecake.
And for your husband?
Oh, the rhubarb crumble, I think. And don't spare the custard.
High-electrified perimeter fences, cameras covering every angle, armed guards covering the gates and patrolling the grounds. It's impossible! Why am I even here? Ed, he says, you won't mind going back and checking out the house, will you? You'll be less conspicuous than I would, he says. So I end up in a muddy field, freezing my tits off while he enjoys a slap-up dinner at the Frillington. Honestly, I don't know why I do it. Ever since I met that man, it's been one thing after another. First an encounter with an aggressive alien space tree, then he crashes my Fiat Marvel trying to land outside Halford's. And then he blames me when his strange box thing gets nicked from right under his nose. And here I am in the middle of nowhere, talking to myself. Someone going off duty, perhaps? I could follow him, see where he's heading. Might help. What'd be better than standing here freezing to death in a field?
I mean, look, he's surrounded by minders, and there's nowhere people like us will get near him.
There's always a hope, Jan. We've got as much chance as anyone else here. And don't forget, we've got certain items to recover that Mr. Zunestra shouldn't have in his possession. That makes it worth a try.
You don't live in the real world, do you?
I hope not.
He's coming over!
What did I say about hope? Leave this to me.
Stop! That is simply exquisite. Magnificent.
What? Oh, this old jacket of mine.
No one would dare wear something so ultra out of their house.
Well, I have been told it's a classic.
You're either a fool or a member of the fashion cognoscenti. Or maybe a dangerous dissident. Looking at you, it's difficult to know which.
Ah, I've been all three at one time or another. As for which one I am right now, I wouldn't like to say.
No, I don't suppose you would. So how much?
How much what?
For the jacket.
Oh, it's not for sale, I'm afraid. I'm rather attached to it. And after all, you did say it was a daring move to wear it.
Be careful. You wouldn't want me as an enemy.
Is that likely, Mr. Zunestra?
Ah, so you know my name. Then you should know my reputation.
Oh yes, Mr. Zunestra. A collector of the rare, unique, and apparently a dedicated follower of fashion.
And you have just proved you're the fool I took you for initially. I warn you, crossing Byron Zunestra is a dangerous game. We will meet again, and I remind you, I always get what I want.
That was dangerous.
Maybe, but it got us noticed, and I have a feeling Mr. Zanestra doesn't soon forget people who are prepared to stand up to him.
So you wore that jacket for a reason, then? I thought you were just a shabby dresser. Perhaps we'll be able to make something out of this.
See? What did I say about hope?
I need to talk to him, but how? The doctor said stay hidden, so I need a disguise. Oh yes, finally a chance to go undercover.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't quite catch you there.
I said I'll have one of those, like that guy over there. And get him one as well, will you?
Right you are, sir.
Excellent. Mind if I join you, man?
Oh, I was just about to leave, actually.
But you can't. Look, I've bought you a whiskey.
Yeah. Well, I ain't interested in that kind of thing.
Oh, no, I'm not after that. I was just noticing that you work for Ridge Race Security, and I'm in the security trade myself and looking for a new job.
Ah. Well, I might be able to help you there. The name's Mick. And you are?
Edwards. Bradley Edwards.
Good to meet you, Bradley.
Oh, fantastic. We needed a drink to celebrate that. Barman, two more shots.
Yes, sir.
Cheers! Yeah. We've got some vacancies at my place at the moment. What with Mr. Byron Zunestra's big party coming up.
Zunestra, eh? He owns that big house just outside the Megropolis, doesn't he?
Yeah, right soddy is too. Always making impossible demands so he makes sure his precious collection is protected. Here, do you want another drink?
Go on then.
Two more of your finest, please, barman.
Down the hatch? So this Zunestra always needs a contingent of your guys then?
Yeah, we never have enough blokes to keep him happy. With all the surveillance and cameras and stuff he has there too. All the latest gear, and we've still got to have men around the grounds, despite all these sensors he's got. Hey, you know what?
No, what?
You should come and see us tomorrow morning, matey.
Me? Why?
For an interview, of course.
You think they'll take me on?
Yeah, you're a good lad, I can tell, and I'm a good judge of character, me.
You know what? That calls for another drink, I think. Barman, two more, please.
Yes, sir.
Hooray!
Here's to you, Mick, and to me. Better get myself back. I've got a job interview tomorrow.
So beautiful. There are some things that money can't buy. Fortunately, there are other ways of getting those things. Oh, so beautiful. Follow me. Let me show you. Show you something so beautiful, even your crass soul will be warmed.
Yes?
The pendant of Norumbra. The centerpiece of the Zunestra collection. Just look at the way the light catches the Ulion stones. Magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah, is it stunning?
Pick it up. Go on.
Are you sure, Mr. Zunestra? I don't know.
I asked you to do something. While you are in my employ, I expect you to do what I ask. Now pick it up.
Yes, Mr. Zunestra. Mr. Zunestra, I'm sorry, sir.
Stop whining, man. I'm trying to count.
Oh, Mr. Sinestra, we weren't expecting you to be here, sir.
Weren't you? No, I suppose you weren't. An adequate performance. Off with you. Back to your hut or wherever it was you were before.
Thank you, sir. You lot, back to the guardhouse. Pronto!
Not you. Before you disappear. Perhaps you could tell me if my new delivery has been stored safely.
I think so, Mr. Zunestra. Somewhere towards the back.
Well, don't just stand there, man. Show me.
Over here, I think. Yes, here.
Oh, magnificent.
What's it supposed to be?
It's not supposed to be anything. It's unique. Therefore, I needed it. That's what the collection is all about.
What does this say? Police public call box. Pull to open. It doesn't open.
You will never, I repeat, never again touch part of my collection with your filthy, uncultured hands without my permission. Understand, wretch?
Yes, Mr. Zanestra.
Good. Now get out of my sight. Can you manage that?
Yes, sir.
At least it proves one thing. There's no way in for the moment. I wonder what it can be. A police box, eh? Not an ordinary box. No run-of-the-mill object feels like this. No, this is something special. I've got to find a way to open these doors. There must be something worth owning inside. Yes, I will unlock all your secrets, Blue Box.
I'm back.
Hello, Ed. Successful evening?
Oh, yes. While you enjoyed what was probably a reassuringly expensive meal at the Frillington, I spent several long hours in the middle of a freezing field getting chilblains while nothing happened. Mud is one of my very favourite things, you know.
So, not much going on then. I'm sorry, Ed, it seemed like a good idea this afternoon. I, on the other hand, have had a successful day all round.
Ah, that makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Is something wrong? You don't sound very happy.
Oh, I'm just fine. You book us into the Hotel Florana, the finest hotel in the Harlow Megropolis. But no sooner am I ready to try out the effervescent pools than you send me out to stand in a miserable, mud-saddened field all night, where the air most definitely wasn't like a magic potion. I'm just a little unhappy about that.
Order yourself some room service. Oh, hang on. It's past midnight. They won't be serving food now. Sorry, Ed.
Don't worry about it. You said you had a successful day?
I followed a couple of leads, one of which led me directly to Mr. Byron Zanestra.
And the other led to me.
Huh? Excuse me for looking dumb here, but who is this?
This? This is Jan Cordelis.
Jan, meet Mr. Edward Bradley. I'll apologise in advance for him. He's had rather a miserable night.
But it seems to be looking up a little now.
Easy now. This is strictly a business relationship, and I don't do any kind of business with muddy farm boys.
As I was saying, Ed, we introduced ourselves to Mr. Zanestra this evening.
Yes, the doctor here managed not only to get himself noticed by Mr. Zanestra, but he also managed to insult him at the same time.
That doesn't really surprise me.
It's a special talent I've developed.
And you do it so well.
Tell me about it.
Yes, well, anyway, it worked. I was noticed, and me being me, I'm bound to run into him again sooner rather than later.
It had better be sooner, Doctor.
The Doctor lost his blue box. What about you, Chow?
Mr. Zanestra used all his charms to con me. He ended up with a pendant that was in my possession, a pendant that means a great deal to the Norumbrian royal family. I can't return home without it, not if I want to live for long anyway.
So we're teaming up, if the two of you have no objections.
I suppose it would be silly not to. And as long as she keeps quiet, we should be able to get along.
Well, he was here already, and as long as he keeps his quips to himself, it should be okay.
Excellent. As I said, Jan and myself had a brief conversation with Mr. Zanestra earlier on. But what did you find out, Ed?
He's got a house protected from every angle by security teams and surveillance systems. There's no way we'll break in. Ugh, my head is pounding. Can this wait until tomorrow? I need to lie down and I have to clear my head before my job interview tomorrow.
Okay, Ed. That's probably enough for tonight anyway.
I'd better be off too. Good night, Doctor. Ed.
I'll see you out.
Interview? How odd.
Yes, Mr. Edwards. If you could just sign here. And here. Thank you. Now, if you'd like to proceed through that archway, the final test will begin.
Final test?
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Edwards. It's nothing too painful. Just walk through the archway there and we'll perform a low-level scan to check you're all healthy. We only want the best at Ridgeway Security.
Through there?
Yes, that's right. Won't hurt a bit, Mr. Edwards.
Okie dokie.
Just a couple more seconds, Mr. Edwards. And we're done. Yes, that all seems fine. If you could just step into the waiting room there, help yourself to a coffee, and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks.
Is everything in order?
Everything is fine with Mr. Edwards' application. Get him a uniform, basic training this afternoon, and then get him added to the rota, ready for Mr. Zunestra's party. Before he leaves, though, I'd like to introduce him to the company personally. Make sure he doesn't leave without seeing me first.
Yes, sir. Mr. Edwards, I'm pleased to welcome you to Ridgeway Security.
Oh, fantastic. When do I start?
Right away, if you can.
I can.
Marvellous. If you'll come with me then, we'll sort out your uniform and some training. We've got an especially busy schedule to fill at the moment, with Mr. Zanestra's party coming up the day after tomorrow, as well as our normal duties.
So, it looks like things are about to get moving.
What do you think of my new uniform?
Very smart, Ed. Who'd have thought that avocado green was your colour?
Oi, watch it.
It all went well then?
I walked it. They offered me the job on the spot.
Excellent work. If we have some idea of what goes on at the house, we stand a chance of getting the TARDIS back.
I don't know why you're bothering with all this. Can't you get a better ship, Doctor? It's just an old wooden cabinet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it's what's inside that counts. I feel lost without it. I'm very sorry for dragging you into this, Mr. Bradley, but once you finally see inside my ship, I feel sure you'll understand why it's so special.
It's okay. I'm just beginning to enjoy myself. Since I've met you, everything in my life has taken a strange turn. I never quite know what you're going to do next, and it makes life more interesting than just selling insurance for Galactic.
That sounded almost like a compliment.
Almost. So I'm working for Ridgeway Security. What's the plan from there?
We need as much information as we can gather. From what I've discovered so far, Mr. Zanestra is a retired con man. He made a fortune playing the long con on unsuspecting people. Unlike most conmen, Zanestra had no scruples whatsoever and didn't follow the grifter's code, and just went all out to rip off as many people as possible, taking out the competition whenever he could. Seemingly, he's gone all legitimate now, so the rumours say.
Nice. And this is the man we're trying to rip off?
Not rip off, Ed. I just want my TARDIS back. But yes, that is a problem. Mr. Zanestra is quite possibly one of the best connected, well-protected people on this side of the Stellion Galaxy. Anything you can find out about his mansion will help us.
Aside from my sparkling personality and all-round brilliance, the reason I got the job is that Mr. Zanestra is throwing a party in the next couple of days, and they need extra security for the evening.
That could be just what we need. Lots of people around, you on duty. We might just be able to get into Mr. Zanestra's infamous collection.
And what about Jan? Will she really help us?
To be honest, Ed, I don't really know. What do you think of her?
She's gorgeous, but I wouldn't trust her a bit. We hardly know her.
Honestly, Mr. Bradley, you're far too mistrustful. When have my instincts ever let us down?
It all seems to be going well so far. I don't know when, no, but it'll be soon. Oh, I think so. We can take him for everything and more besides. And there's all the other parts of the Zunestra collection just waiting for us. Well, how about I pop up and we'll talk about it in more detail. I'll be around shortly. Yeah, me too.
Excuse me, where should I report?
Ooh, excuse me, where should I report? What a ponce. We've got a right one here, lads.
I'm new and I'm still not sure how things work around here.
Yeah, I noticed. Hey, which shift is this guy in?
Yours. Mr. Ridgeway said basic duties only for the moment. Perhaps you could see to his training.
Take him under my wing? Mentor him? Oh yeah, I can definitely do that, eh, lads?
Just basic duties? I thought I'd be trained properly.
Oh, this one wants to run before he can walk, and he started off crawling.
Oh, God, this seemed like a good idea yesterday.
Come on, let's get your training started. We'll soon have you running the place, don't you worry.
Excellent. Maybe I can learn to be a leader of men, like you.
Yeah, well, before you get any ideas about that, you'd better learn one end of Ridgeway security from another.
Good thing, too. We're really going to be in for it if the plan goes wrong. This'll tear me to pieces.
Come on, your lordship. No hanging around. We've got some basic duties to take you through. Can you make a decent cup of coffee? We could all do with one.
Mocha cappuccinos with caramel dips and fondant fancies all around, then, fellas!
Over here!
Ah, good afternoon, Jan. You look a bit overdressed. It's only lunch, after all.
If we're going to meet up with Mr. Zunestra, I want to make sure he has a little more than your jacket to remember us by this time.
Ah, I see. Yes, well, we'd better find somewhere to go, hadn't we?
I thought we could try the Xylo. It seems to be his favourite haunt during the day.
Let's go.
He's clocked us already. How do we play this one?
We'll just see what happens. I don't think he'll be able to resist coming over. He's that kind of man.
Here he comes.
Shush. We don't want to make him suspicious. And Uncle Ted with his crate of ale.
Oh, you.
Oh, hello. What can we do for you?
Mr. Zunestra wishes to have the pleasure of your company at his table.
That's very nice, but we've just settled here, haven't we, dear?
You misunderstand. It wasn't a request.
Well, in that case, we'll be delighted to join Mr. Zunestra. Won't we, Jan, my dear?
Oh, yes. It'll be an honour.
I'm glad you could join me. Marvellous.
How could we refuse such an offer?
Especially one so charmingly presented.
Quite. Oh, stop hanging about there, gawping. Go.
Yes, sir.
Hired help. They never quite get it, do they?
Never. What can we do for you, Mr. Zunestra?
I wondered if you'd considered the offer I made you last night. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
John Smith, and this is my wife, Jan.
How alliterative. So, Mr. Smith, how much?
As I said last night, it's not for sale. It's part of my collection of clothes from years gone by.
So, you're a collector too?
You should see our house, full of his old dusty jackets and accessories. Bit of a hoarder, aren't you, dear?
Oh, shush. Stop embarrassing me in front of Mr. Zunestra.
Oh, you both amuse me.
My modest collection couldn't possibly rival yours.
I bet it's not half as dusty either.
Ah, your envy is understandable. I spent many years putting it together. The finest collection of unique antiquities of the 12 galaxies. You'll understand why I was immediately drawn to your jacket. 21st century Earth, if I'm not mistaken. The classic tailor's Burtons.
You certainly know your haberdashery, Mr. Zunestra.
I know many things, John. Many things. Your wife here, for instance.
Me? Mr. Zunestra?
Yes. You seem somehow familiar, Mrs. Smith.
I can't recall us ever meeting before. I'm sure I'd remember.
I'm certain you would. Anyway, I'm sure I remember soon. In the meantime, I'm having a party the day after tomorrow. And as you both amuse me this afternoon, I'd like you to be there.
Once again, how could we possibly refuse, especially if there's a chance we might get a glimpse of some of your fabled baubles?
Oh, I don't think that will be possible, sadly. My collection will be strictly out of bounds to the guests. As you can understand, I can't have all and sundry going through my lovely things.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Take these two passes. Don't forget them. You won't be able to access the grounds of the house without them. I'm rather security conscious, as you can imagine.
I can believe it.
And be careful while you're there. I'm very protective of my property. Many have tried to gain access to the Zunestra collection,
without my consent. And I can tell you, I have no qualms in dealing with them in the most severe way possible.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Anyone who tries to double-cross me, con me, or tries to gain my confidence and friendship in the hope they will one day be able to steal my collection will end up very, very dead!